Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me right now to talk a little football, but we might have to start with a little baseball because he's got a baseball background. He's Steve Palazzolo with Pro Football Focus, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, Steve, we're watching all these trades come in, and you know, it's usually pretty busy every trade deadline, but it feels like this one has just been nuts. I mean, you've got the Cubs every time you turn around, they're dealing another guy.
Yeah, they're really unloading, huh? It is an interesting time, and that felt like that 10-game losing streak that they had a few weeks back really turned their entire organization and what they're trying to do.
Who do you like, real quick, in that NL West? I mean, I know the Dodgers just made the huge move. We think it's going to result in Trey Turner and Max Scherzer. But is there one that you're favoring in that division?
Well, I was a Giant, so I always pick the Giants. I can't pick the Dodgers for anything. So
how the hell have they done it to this point?
I really like the way the Padres have built their team, though, too. So it should be good.
How surprised are you with the Giants, though?
Very. I mean, that was, with Gabe Kapler coming in and the whole thing, it was kind of an afterthought, I think, as a hiring, but clearly they've turned things around and just kind of like started a little new era there.
Man, crazy stuff. All right, Steve Palazzolo joining us. Yes, Pro Football Focus is his forte, and we'll talk a little football now. On the injury front, what are you hearing about Carson Wentz? We're talking about a team probably with playoff aspirations when you consider that defense, that O-line, Jonathan Taylor. But if Carson Wentz ain't going to be there to get it going, they could be in trouble. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there was a pop, and it doesn't sound like it's a short-term injury. So it's unfortunate for the Colts. I feel for Chris Ballard, too. The GM has, I think, done a really good job building that role, too, and the fact that he had Andrew Luck retire on him a couple years ago and maybe now dealing with this. But they had a massive question at quarterback. They certainly took a risk bringing just because of the injuries that he's had, but because he was pretty bad last year. But it was a worthwhile risk because, he should be able to bounce back in a pretty good situation there. So, yeah, it's unfortunate because I think the Colts definitely have a playoff caliber roster. And, if they have to make a move to go get a Marcus Mariota or a Jimmy Garoppolo, I think they could still be in that playoff conversation. But it's a tricky situation when you have to go and try to get a starting quarterback at this time of the year.
Give me, on a scale of 1 to 10, Steve, the likelihood, 10 being most likely, that Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, they have success this year and they iron out some differences and all's well in Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers is there beyond this year.
Oh, I think that's about a 1 or a 2. I think that's it. I think Rodgers is back just because they can't really trade him, and he knows that they can't really trade him. And it's, from a contract standpoint, I think, as much as I think we may have been fooled throughout the year that Rodgers would be moving on or he might be retiring, and here he is back, I think this one's for real. This is their last dance. It's their last opportunity, I think, with Aaron Rodgers. And then, if he's going to move on somewhere else, I still think he has a few more years in him, and I think he is intrigued by going somewhere else. So I'm expecting this to be it for him in Green Bay.
Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, is our guest here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline here in Cleveland. Obviously, we are very, very excited. Today was the first day for the fans to be able to be out there since, obviously, in a couple years with the pandemic last year. And I think fans right now are just, you know, really excited not only about the offense coming back, but so many new faces on the defensive side of the ball. Where do you project, like, how do you see this going for the Browns early on as far as all these new faces and Joe Woods trying to assimilate them with that scheme?
Yeah, I think it's an exciting problem to have for the defense in particular. Fans should be excited, too, about the entire roster. I think the Browns have a top two or three roster in the entire NFL. And I really love what they did the entire offseason, taking something like the secondary and saying, okay, we really need to invest heavily. We need to invest in volume with Troy Hill, with John Johnson coming in, still drafting Greg Newsome, even though they still technically had enough corners. You never really can. So I like so many of those moves. It does sometimes take time to figure out how they all fit in. And I do think, Andrew Berry's talked about it a lot this offseason. They did focus a little bit on versatility, and they have a lot of players that can do a whole bunch of different things, which does give you some options, but it also gives you some time to figure it out. And a lot of times it takes till week 5, 6, or 7 until you have an idea of what players' role should be and how to deploy them. But it's a good situation. The Browns are really deep in the back seven. They've made some nice additions along the defensive line. And, of course, Myles Garrett is there. So, yeah, it should be an exciting time for the Browns.
Also pretty deep at that wide receiver position. And one of the guys that I know last year kind of, basically shown out. I mean, he Donovan Peoples-Jones out of Michigan was a guy that a lot of folks liked. There were, the talk about why did he last so long, and he just really wasn't properly used at Michigan. He has come out guns a-blazing here in camp early on and seems to be heavily involved. I know you're a big fan of his. What is the ceiling for him, you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's also a guy that, is just a really good draft pick, because the Browns have made a lot of smart moves where they're going to use either college production or some sort of a look at size and speed and just take players that do have that ability to break out. And, Peoples-Jones was that guy last year. He filled a perfect role where he didn't have to be a number one or a number two, just use that size and speed down the field. And then just having that strong baseline as a rookie it is exciting moving forward, right? I mean, I think they're deep even without him having a big role, but he brings something to the table that other guys don't in that receiving core. So, if he continues to develop that rapport with Baker, I think, the sky is the limit for what he can do. And I think he does fit in and complement Rashard Higgins, Jarvis Landry, OBJ, and their tight ends and everything that they're trying to do there offensively. So that's the best part about, I think, the way they've built their receivers is a whole bunch of different skill sets. And that's really how you win in today's NFL, is just keeping defenses off balance with a whole bunch of different types of receivers. And the Browns have done a good job of building that.
Yeah, and one of those guys is going to be back, obviously, in Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, they're basically calling him a medical marvel 9 months, and he's just, I mean, it's like he hasn't missed a beat. Let me throw this one at you. Most likely, better bet, is it Nick Chubb leading the league in rushing, or Odell Beckham Jr. leading the league in receiving?
I'll go with Nick Chubb leading the league in rushing, in part because of that offensive line. That was the best run-blocking offensive line in the NFL last year. Bringing all those guys back, Stefanski's system bodes well for a lot of zone stuff that fits the offensive line, also fits Nick Chubb. He has been just incredibly productive. And I think when you evaluate running backs, it's about what they do outside of their run blocking, and Nick Chubb is as good as it gets around the league at forcing missed tackles and just creating even when things aren't there. But it is nice when things are there. So the offensive line plus Nick Chubb's skills, I think, there is a chance for a whole bunch of rushing yards this season.
So that was the answer I kind of anticipated you to have, as far as, Chubb and with that great offensive line. As far as the Browns going deep in the playoffs and, possibly, who knows, maybe even getting to a Super Bowl, is it going to be imperative for Nick Chubb to do that sort of thing, or is it going to be imperative for Odell Beckham Jr. to stay healthy and do his thing as we've been waiting for here in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think if you're talking winning games, it's always going to be about the pass game, and it's not so much Odell Beckham dominating or anything like that. I think it's just having teams, it's having options in a given week in how to win a game. You know, if OBJ is there against the Chiefs last year, you know, does that change the game? You know, does that give the Browns the ability to just add a few more explosive plays in a game like that? I think that's the biggest thing. So it does come back to the fact that they have Odell Beckham, they've got Jarvis Landry, all those guys I mentioned, a good group of tight ends, plus a running game. They have options, right? So I think it is, for the Browns, it's that ability to spread the ball around. And one week Nick Chubb could be a star, another week it's going to be, you know, Austin Hooper. But I think having all those options, having all those guys healthy, always will give the Browns the best chance.
All right, we'll get you out of here with this. And it's kind of a crazy situation. It's been a crazy situation down in Houston with the Texans. But it almost, like, I would have expected the league to jump right in right away and put Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list. But now you're starting to think, well, hey, maybe he's got a case himself and they're not going to do that. We know it's awkward between the two sides. So Deshaun's there, and then we get reports that he's playing safety. Like, what do you make of this whole situation with Watson and the Texans?
I have no idea. it's a really awkward one. And even if he does end up getting traded, you just also don't see quarterbacks traded at this time of the season a whole lot, unless you have something like a Wentz situation where a team's desperate and has to go find somebody to come in and start right away. And obviously Watson is not going to Indianapolis. So yeah, it's an odd one. I don't think the Texans want to play him, and they're kind of waiting it out. I think they know Watson's not going to be a part of their future. And I also think they realize that they might have to wait if they're going to trade him. So I think until official stuff gets ironed out, nobody really knows what's going to happen. It's just a very awkward situation all around.
Does it feel, though, like maybe the league is hesitant because maybe Deshaun Watson has a pretty good case? I mean, is that just me?
Yeah.
Think you do? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just think you need official, you need evidence. You need evidence to actually come through, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know what's happened there.
Right.
Yeah, I think the league's just taking it in stride, and they're going to act when they feel like it's time to act.
All right, he's Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, joins us each and every Friday here on Bull and Fox. Always a pleasure, Steve. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.